This summer, Yellowstone National Park was hit by a historic flood that made international headlines. Well, now construction crews are in a race to rebuild roadways before winter sets in. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports on how locals and tourists are coping with the park's damage while also rebuilding the infrastructure.
Mammoth is normally one of the most crowded parts of Yellowstone. It's home to the park's headquarters, several hotels and restaurants, and a massive bubbling hot springs complex with pools tinted red, blue, green, and orange. But on a recent Friday, there were almost more elk than tourists in the area. That's largely because the 6-mile road connecting Mammoth to the gateway town of Gardner, Montana, was washed out in June. For local residents, their community is split in half.
My son usually goes to pre-K up in Mammoth, but he won't be attending at this time.
Sarah Andres is with the Gardner Chamber of Commerce. She says this summer was tough for all of her neighbors. A recent study found that Gardner experienced just around 30% of its normal seasonal business.
I have a good friend who is an outfitter. She goes into the park with horses. She was in tears of how she's going to feed her livestock throughout the winter. I have definitely seen some heartbreak.
The park is replacing the washed-out route with an old stagecoach road built in the 1880s. It's open for guides and other approved locals, but currently, because the windows to pass through are only in the early mornings and evenings, school days are now 11 hours long. In the next few weeks, that road will be open for full-time travel, says Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley.
In October in Yellowstone, we regularly get snowstorms. We regularly get very cold temperatures. And so our goal is to have that road paved and the right safety measures in place, like guardrails. We have over 5,000 feet of guardrail coming.
The target opening date for the revamped 2-lane road is November 1st. Shawley calls it a near miracle that the project is on track to finish this year.
There's no playbook here, and no one's done this, at least in the Park Service, this quickly.
Shawley also says federal funding is a major reason for the successful rebuild. Greg Jackson heads one of the contracting companies working on recovery efforts. He calls this project a highlight of his career.
All our guys are working 6-7 days a week, 12-hour days, trying to get this done. All our crews are very passionate about the park, and they want to do what's right for the park and the people, the cities outside the park.
Recent helicopter footage from the Park Service shows the sheer amount of labor that went into rebuilding. Jackson says his company has moved the equivalent of 50,000 pickup truck loads of dirt just to fill in the washouts. They say the new roads are 100 times stronger than the old ones. Superintendent Shawley says next summer he hopes to turn his attention to other parts of the park that haven't been rebuilt in over 100 years. He's worried those facilities won't hold up to increasingly extreme weather caused by climate change.
There's no reason that flood of the same situation couldn't happen next year, or at least in the next several years.
Still, Shawley says the entire park is on track to be accessible next summer. Right now, you can still drive through the northern sections of Yellowstone to see fall colors and hundreds of bison. Jim Farfsing from Cincinnati is a tourist who sought solitude and wildlife in the area.
Today we did a pretty good hike. We walked up to the top of Mount Washburn. And I said, as we get older, we may not be able to do this, but it's just so nice to get in a car and go to these viewing overlooks and stuff. And you can just see nature right there.
On his way here, he drove through Red Lodge, Montana, one of the towns most affected by the flooding.
One end of it was still pretty devastated. I mean, buildings kind of rocks in parking lots and fronts of buildings washed out.
Farfsing says the economic impacts for businesses were clear, too.
Looked like all the businesses were opening, but we stayed at a hotel, and he said their basement still was a little musty. It's from, I guess, the flood water got in and they pumped it out, but it's still a little musty.
For many folks in these gateway communities, next year is make or break. They're hoping visitors will flock to see the new roads and other changes to the world's oldest national park. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie in Mammoth, Wyoming.
This is the Idaho Matters Podcast. I'm Gemma Gaudette.